Hey guys, it's Heather. We're hanging out, Music Fest, out at Steamboat Springs, and I ran into, according to Wade Bowen, the Queen of the Mountain, Bree Bagwell.
He said that I was a snow queen. Because
snow queen.
I wore all white yesterday at my show, and I guess I'm not gonna ever live that down.
By the way, that jacket that you had, amazing.
Thank you.
I was like, where do I get one of those?
Thank you. You can borrow it.
I can't fit in that thing. You're like tiny.
You got muscles. That's why.
I got linebacker shoulders. That's what we're
I'm going to start doing some. We might have to do some push-ups during this interview.
No, we're
I'm
not
inspired.
Mm-hmm. Well, how has Steamboat been for you this year?
It's been great. It's been busy as usual.
Yeah.
We did two private parties in a row last night, and then another one the day before. And I did the tribute. I'm going to sing a 90s song with Matt Hillier today.
I'm going to try my best to pop in there and see that.
He's so fun. And then I have a show tonight at Slopeside. So
wow.
Just multiple things per day. But
what song are you singing with Matt?
I'm singing Here's a Quarter.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
You know, and I have to sing a man's song. Because all the 90s girls, they sing so high. You know,
yeah.
Reba.
Yeah. You know, one thing that, so I've got Marissa back here taking photos, and we saw you at Billy Bob's, by the way. I know it was super cold, but that was an unbelievable show.
Thank you. That was so nice. I had the best time because that was like my favorite version of that band.
Yeah.
Because
Paul was there.
Wilder Blue was off, so Paul was there, and I just was like, let's all wear, oh my God.
I saw that happen. That was fantastic.
Oh my God.
She lost her mic. That was the best part.
Courtney Patton just made me.
No. I just peed my pants a little, but it's fine. That was amazing.
This is what happens at Steamboat. You never know what's going to happen.
That's one of my favorite human beings right there.
I know.
Courtney Patton.
She's amazing.
Just, you know, it's great.
But we're talking about Billy Bob's and the first time that you've gotten to play there.
Yeah, my first headlining gig. I've done like some acoustic stuff there, but never my own show. And if it was like the ice bomb snowstorm of the century, and I was like, what? But people still showed up. It canceled a bunch of flights, like my parents didn't get to make it, and I don't know, just a bunch of things like that. So Robert was so nice. He's like, we're gonna give you another date.
Yes, they should. Much deserved.
Thanks.
But you speaking or you singing like Spanish on stage, can we get a live or a Spanish album, by the way?
Yes. So
per request.
Yes, absolutely. My whole dream is to do like a Spanish album. And so for this last one, it had a Spanish title. So I'm like transitioning into, I'm preparing the listener for what is to come.
So my family has a roofing company back in Oklahoma. So we have a lot of Mexicans that work for my mom's, do a lot of roofing. So I had sent her the video of you doing Selena, and all the guys started following you immediately.
Thank
and
you.
They are waiting on this Spanish album to come out.
I love it. Well, I like grew up on like Merle Haggard and Selena, and so like I have those influences.
Yes.
You know, and CCR and Fleetwood Mac, so like I think that all kind of bled into what we all listen to down in southern New Mexico, just kind of. And it's funny because I never really like leaned into that part of for my live show. I don't know why. And so now we do two Spanish songs, and
you need to do more. It's,
thank you.
It is so good. And it's, are you fluent in speaking too, or is it just singing?
I can speak enough to get me in or out of trouble. I'm pretty good. But Paul and I, like we think we're pretty good at Spanish. And then we took off to Potzlan to celebrate Day of the Dead a couple months ago. Just a really small, you know, smaller town in Mexico. And I think it's because we can kind of speak a little bit that people start speaking to us really, really quickly. And we're like, oh no, we're not that good. Hold on. I'm
like, slow it down just a little bit.
Just a little bit slower. But the dream would be to be fluent. I would love that.
So, that's.
But I'm not fluent.
And
speak slowly.
You know, speaking of music, I saw on social media where you said that you may be working on another album again. You had enough stuff that you've been writing?
I haven't started because I'm out of money. But
well, that's what was it? I always remember it because you said last time it's felt like Patron, but it's Patreon. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes.
It's Patreon, and it's people can donate, you know, as little or as much as they want, and then they get exclusive content. Like I release one song every 2 weeks on there.
Really?
Because I write one song every 2 weeks religiously, and I used to write one song every week for years, so I have hundreds of songs. So I was just driving back from New Mexico, and I was just listening to all my work tapes, And I was like, oh my gosh, I have enough songs for another album.
Wow.
So there's nothing in the works yet, but there will be.
There will be. Yeah. Well, let's ride the one that you have right now because...
Thank you.
the next song that you're going to release as a single, Trenches, right?
Yes. It's out now to radio and we're finishing up the music video. And we actually, the band, I didn't even know this, they tracked our Green Hall show. So we have a live version of Trenches that's going to be released. Which is super cool.
I'm so excited
about that. And I don't know, it's been the song that I didn't think anyone was going to like because it's very specific to me and Paul.
Yeah.
And it's our most streamed song by a lot.
No, it's got a lot of streams.
It just hit like 10,000 streams in Japan. And what? I was like, what?
I guess, there is a military base in Japan, so.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those guys might be just jamming out to some
really bad. I appreciate it. Japan, if you're listening, thank you.
That is... I'm excited for all of that. Speaking of videos, by the way, you've ruined a wedding dress or you dropped it. You have the most creative videos that I think I've seen in a while.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm about to go in and redo some of my music video for Trenches because I was just like so tired after I put my record out. I just kind of checked out mentally for a second. Yeah. But I do like to be really in charge of my creative ideas, and so yeah, I was like, I want to jump in a pool in a wedding dress.
Hey, it ended up on CMT, man. That was cool.
It did. And the wedding dress was only $99, and my dad was like, now that's the kind of wedding I can get behind right there. Like, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad. All right.
That's something my dad would say, too, yeah. So don't worry about it. Yeah. I think it's a small town thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's also like, you know, I've been with Paul for a long time and every single person,
they always ask,
when are you getting married? When are you getting married? When are you getting married? And you're like the only interview. This is the second interview we've done in, you know, within a month. And I love that you never ask. He never gets asked in an interview.
It's always you.
It's always me.
I was waiting on him to come crash it too, like Courtney did.
He's in the bar with Cody Braun.
Well, we'll let you go hang out with him in the bar. And how
we
fun.
Don't need to be in the park. Like, we still have to play tonight. And here, you know.
Here we are.
But when Cody Braun is like, can I buy you a drink?
You say yes.
Right. So here I am.
Well, Bree, thank you so much. Well, actually, I have one more question before I let you go. The lottery is over $1 billion right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So if you won the lottery, if you won $1 billion, what would you buy first?
Well, I have thought about this because we're musicians. We dream
you dream big.
Constantly. But I always would had this whole daydream that if I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anyone. I would try to, you know, anonymously.
Write it out. Right.
And then I would have a big party and I would invite all my musician friends and I would buy them all records. Like I would say, you get a record and you get a record. And I would let every one of my friends record an album for free.
That is awesome.
That would be my... And I need a new truck. I've had the same truck since 2003. So
hey, that baby has made it. Ride it out, girl.
It's my favorite. It's the best truck that ever existed. But like, it's time.
Listen, speaking of trucks, like you are a master at backing the trailer.
Thank you.
Like, girls don't understand.
Sunny
Actually,
Sunny
guys don't understand sometimes. I have sat at a boat dock before and watched guys try to back a trailer.
Sunny Sweeney is really the best at it. Like,
really?
Boy, girl. Doesn't matter. She's better than me. I don't. My guys don't really let me do it as much. I had one time I had a band who no one could do it, so I always did it.
Yeah.
But now I like let them if they want to do it. That's fine. But Sunny always does it herself. And
really?
It's amazing. Yeah. We need to make like a TikTok of Sunny Smitty backing up the trailer and then get a guy in there and trying to
do. Actually, just go to a boat dock and just get video of someone trying to do.
Sunny and then Sunny just whip every it right guy at the boat dock.
Amen.
There we go.
That should happen.
I love it.
Well, Brie, have fun.
Thanks.
Thank you
I'm
so
having
much.
A great time.
And y'all, Trenches, check it out. Out Everywhere. Of course, her album is, I can't say it properly because
Corazón
I don't speak.
Y cabeza.
Exactly. We all know that I butcher words, so let Brie say it.
Whatever.
Trenches is out now, and y'all go check it out. Check out our merch stuff. Buy our merch and Patreon. Subscribe.
Thank you.